Hey, what's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in and listening in to another edition of T-Love 365 on this Tuesday, Tighten Up Tuesday. If I'm breathing a little hard, it's because we had a phenomenal class yet again for Team ABC Hip Hop Cardio at Rush Fitness tonight. It was absolutely on fire. Thank you to everybody for coming out to my class. Get those shirts, pre-order, $15. I love Hip Hop Cardio shirts. Thank you for supporting the movement. T-Love 365, I just want to say, I just give a big, big, big shout out to the makers, the producers, the directors of this phenomenal film called Black Panther. Ryan Coogler did an excellent job. Chadwick Boseman yet again shut it down. And Michael B. Jordan, along with the cast of others, Angela Bassett was in it, Forrest Whitaker. It was just an all-star cast, and it showed and exemplified Black excellence to its highest degree. Great storyline. The technology was crazy. The direction was crazy. And it, just skyrocketed at the box office this past weekend and is yet still climbing up the charts, man. It just record-breaking numbers. And it's just so great to see a film that does not depict these negative images that we so often see in Black movies, television, as well as what's being played on the radio and in music. So it was such a reliever. I took my daughter this weekend, my 9-year-old daughter, my oldest daughter, to see it, and she was like, "Dad, this is a great film, and I wouldn't mind seeing it again." And I was like, "Wow, what did you learn from it?" You know, I like to talk to my daughter about that because she's growing up in a society where each and every depiction seems like on TV is a negative one. You know, the Love and Hip Hops, the Black Inks, you know, Real Housewives, you know, just these depictions and these images that, positive influence, even in the movies, we very seldom see or is celebrated. You know, of course you have, pictures like Hidden Figures and 42 and things like that, but I think for Black Panther, it created such a buzz that we was finally able to see a superhero in the that can save the world, pretty much, because we never seen that. Superman, Spider-Man, Batman, Iron Man, you know, all these other fictional characters, be that as they are, but to see a Black superhero and to allow our children to see that was a great deal. And especially as it hit on this month in Black History Month, where we celebrate and educate our children on Black history and in the present. So big shout out to Ryan Coogler again, director of the film, young man. I think he's like 31. He's out of Oakland. So if you went and saw the movie, you know, some of the scenes were based out of Oakland, set in Oakland. That's where he and Michael B. Jordan are from. So big shout out to them. And so Wakanda, everybody is, putting two fists together, crossing their chest and screaming Wakanda. And I want to put this thought out there. And for those who haven't seen the movie, I'm not going to spoil it. But I will say the fictional place called Wakanda, which took place in Africa, just like back in the day, Zamunda, which a lot of people think that it was a part of Africa, is not as fictional as well. But Wakanda represented a place that had its own resources, it had its own technology, it had, you know, it protected the people for the betterment and for the good. And, the character that was played by Michael B. Jordan, I don't want to give it away, displayed, you know, a negative that could possibly happen. And Wakanda was protected at the end of the movie. And so I put this out there: how are you protecting your Wakanda? Alright, and for those that saw the movie, they know what I'm talking about. Protect your Wakanda always, okay? For those who have not checked out the film, do yourself a favor and take the whole family this weekend, if you can, to go see Marvel Comics Black Panther. It's your boy T-Love, T-Love 365. Thank you for tuning in. Do remember to follow me on Instagram at IAMTLOVE, that's IAMTLUV, and on Facebook at Todd Davis. This is another edition of T-Love 365, and I will catch you all on the next time. Thank you, peace and love.